I want to do a talk on the most important thing to know. My previous record is 1 minute 30 seconds. I'm quite likely to beat that. The most important thing to know is that God loves you. I spent most of Friday sitting in front of my computer trying to work out how I could make this into a half-hour talk, and I gave up. The most important thing to know is that God loves you. Before anything else, you need to know that the creator of the universe, the one that we heard all about in that first half this morning, really loves you. He really, really, really loves you. I've been in trouble before for paraphrasing passages, but I do apologize. But that, you know, that's what the whole big story is about. It's about a God who loves his creation so much, who spends eternity, or the whole of human history, pursuing us because he loves us so much. He loves you so much. Karl Barth, who is a very famous theologian that you've probably never heard of, wrote many, many thick, great thick tomes about theology and philosophy, and he was a very well-respected academic, German guy, I think he was. And he was speaking at a theology college in the States, and one of the students, he was pretty old by this point, he's since died, and someone said to him, what is the most important piece of theology you would say you've ever learned? And he thought about it for a while, and he said, Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. One of the countries in the world that is known, or certainly in the past, for persecuting Christians, in 1972 it was thought that there were no Christians left in this country. And they didn't know what was happening. And eventually a message came out from the underground church in that country to say, this I know, people are alive and well and thriving. Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. If you don't understand that one thing, you can't do anything else. The most important thing to know is that God loves you. He really loves you, passionately. That's what the whole Bible is about. For God so loved the world. That's you and me. Amen.